Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Confusion over mask policies in the U.S. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's leaving the decision to states and local officials. The CDC director says the agency broadly recommends that vaccinated people do not need to wear masks.
It's a recommendation is in stark contrast to World Health Organization guidelines. The WHO urges fully vaccinated people to continue wearing masks and practicing other safety measures. It says the more transmissible Delta COVID-19 variant is expected to become the dominant strain of the disease worldwide. It's now in more than 90 countries and has spread to nearly every state in the U.S. Simon Marks is live for us in Washington, D.C. with the details. Simon, what's the rationale behind the CDC's advice given cases infected by the Delta variant are reportedly doubling every 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, the CDC director said in the interview that she gave to American television this morning that the rationale is that there are different parts of the country that are having different COVID-19 experiences, and therefore it should fall to local officials to decide what to tell people to do about the wearing of face masks, even among the fully vaccinated, as, of course, Los Angeles County strongly recommended just a couple of days ago. The difficulty with that approach is that, of course, it flies in the face of WHO recommendations, but it also flies in the face of the approach that up until now has been taken by the Biden administration. It was former President Donald Trump who said it's not government's role to be telling the rest of the country what to do about face masks. We should leave all of that up to the individual states. But when Dr. Rochelle Walensky took control of the CDC, appointed as she was by President Biden, she took a completely different approach. Some here wonder whether the fact that President Biden controversially has invited 1,000 people to the lawn of the White House this weekend to celebrate July the 4th, independence from the pandemic, he says it's going to mark, may be playing a role in the hesitation of the CDC director to move forward with changes to the mask guidelines right now. Perhaps in 2 or 3 weeks' time, once that event is in her rearview mirror, she may take a different position.
So how are people reacting, Simon, to these mixed signals coming from the CDC and WHO? What are you seeing, masks or no masks?
Oh, no masks. I mean, virtually anywhere that we go now, no masks. I took a road trip over the weekend to New Hampshire, roughly a 1,000-mile round-trip journey. And everywhere I went, where I was wearing a face mask, people look at you quizzically as though there's something the matter with you because you're still wearing a mask. And this worries officials. I was talking to one highly placed public health official here a couple of days ago who said the difficulty that the Biden administration is going to have going forward is having told everybody the pandemic's over, we've conquered it, you've done a great job, America. It will be very difficult then to put across the message that, in fact, people once again need to put face masks back on, need to engage in safe distancing and other controlling behaviours. It's going to be a very, very tough road ahead.
More than a little confusing there, Simon. Thank you so much. Simon Marks reporting live from the U.S. Capitol.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.